There we go.
Hey everyone, I'm Kimberly Adams, and welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Kai Risnall. It is Thursday today. We're going to do what we usually do, some news, a couple of Make Me Smiles, and get you on your merry way into your Thursday late afternoon evening. You go first. How about that?
Yeah, so first of all, a follow-up to a story I mentioned, I guess, last week about Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who's been detained in Russia. They just extended her pretrial detention to May 19th, according to some reports from Russian news agencies. And, you know, the State Department is still working on trying to get her out, but, you know, it's not looking great at the moment.
I wonder what the calculation is by the Kremlin, you know? I mean, hostage taking is the easy one, right? But
yeah.
I don't know.
Make an example? I don't know. I think it's just like with limited retaliatory options that won't start a global war or worsen a global war. I guess they figure this is one thing they can do to damage the United States. But, you know, at the cost of this woman, her family, and the other folks who are currently detained in Russia.
So,
just keeping an eye on that one. The other story that I have is from Pew's Stateline Project, which I always find such interesting stories in this. So this is a project from Pew that really, like, gets stories from, you know, states. And it's a national outlet that focuses on these super deeply researched stories about the individual states. So, everybody's been looking at the Supreme Court, anticipating that as soon as June, the Supreme Court may be making moves to overturn Roe versus Wade, or at least limit it in a significant way. And there's been a big push by a lot of advocacy groups to try to increase access to abortion pills for the women living in the areas where abortion is already restricted. Now, during the pandemic, the FDA eased requirements for how you could get abortion pills. So instead of having to go in and consult with a doctor and pick up the pills in person, you could consult remotely and you could buy them online. And in some cases, you know, there are ways around that to buy them online even without consulting with anyone. And so, due to that ruling, a bunch of states are now trying to place extra restrictions on abortion pills for medical abortions. And let's see, lawmakers in Iowa, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Missouri have proposed bills that would ban telehealth consultations and instead require one or more in-person visits to a medical facility. I'm reading this from the story. Outright bans on dispensing or using the medication have been proposed in Alabama, Arizona, Iowa, South Dakota, Illinois, Washington, and Wyoming. And then lawmakers in 13 states have also proposed legislation requiring doctors to tell patients that medical abortions can be reversed by administering another drug, which is a very controversial treatment, to put it mildly, not based on science. And so there's just this story just goes through all of these different actions that states are taking to try to get around the expansion of abortion pills. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, as we come up to the Supreme Court case and the ongoing fight over abortion, you know, you see a lot of groups trying to figure out the groups that support abortion, trying to figure out what they can do, expand access to IUDs or birth control, expand access to, you know, Plan B and Plan C medications. And states and other groups that are anti-abortion and trying to get around it. And it's, even if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, that's not going to be the end of this fight for sure. So those are mine.
Oh, no, definitely not for sure. My my favorite, and I say that with air quotes, obviously, restriction or attempted restriction on abortion rights are the states that are trying to pass laws forbidding women from leaving the state to get an abortion. Those are just, to me, remarkable. I'm like, it just, the whole thing.
Yeah, there was a really tragic story about a woman in Texas who, you know, was in the process of losing her baby and at great risk to her health. And the doctors said that they couldn't complete the procedure because of the law. And they were trying to, like, airlift her out of the state to save her life because she couldn't get the medical care she needed in Texas. It's serious stuff.
Yep. Very serious stuff. I will transition now to some definitely not very serious stuff, except for my second one. The first one is just kind of a, oh my God, are you kidding me one. So there's an article in BuzzFeed today about the vote by the Senate to make daylight saving time permanent. And we know how I feel this about daylight saving time and all that jazz. But apparently, so the deal is, and the way the Senate is constructed, is that if you can get all 100 senators to not object, the technical expression is unanimous consent, right? And Kimberly, correct me if I'm mischaracterizing this. The phrase is unanimous consent, but fundamentally, if no senators object, then you can go straight to the floor and ask for unanimous consent. And if nobody objects, then whatever you want passes. Right. And so that's what Marco Rubio and the gang did with this bill. And it turns out that because of some, I guess we're going to say, staff senator miscommunication, some senators who are really opposed to permanent daylight saving time did not even know that this was happening. Right. Rubio and the gang notified everybody. Right. They told everybody as they're supposed to. They told all the staffs. But staffs never transmitted this to, I guess, to their senators. And Tom Cotton out of Arkansas in particular was completely PO'd. And here's my favorite quote of this whole thing. They asked Chris Coons of Delaware what he thought of this. And the quote goes like this. Asked to recreate his reaction to the news, Senator Chris Coons issued a series of shocked stammers that is impossible to phonetically translate. I just love that. I love it. So basically, a procedural mechanism in the Senate could wind up changing time itself. And I can't tell you how much I love that. Now we have to say it's got to get through the House and it's got to be signed and blah, blah, blah. But holy cow. Yeah,
wild.
So that's my not serious news story. My more serious news story is a video that Arnold Schwarzenegger, formerly the governor of California, shot on Tuesday, which got released today, in which he speaks to the Russian people about the invasion of Russia. It is subtitled in English, but also in a Cyrillic alphabet. I don't know if it's Russian or Ukrainian, probably Russian, actually, since it's meant for the Russian people. It's 9 minutes long. It's well worth your time. And whatever you think of Schwarzenegger as a person and or a politician, you have to give him two things. Number one is the video he released about January 6th, explaining his thoughts on that and what a desecration of democracy that was. And also this video. It's completely fascinating. It's spot on, fact-checked the New York Times reports by Alexander Vindman of impeachment testimony fame. And also, Schwarzenegger is apparently huge in Russia. And according to the New York Times, Mr. Schwarzenegger's Twitter account at the time of his video post was among just 22 followed by the Russian president's account, which, oh snap, social media, right? How good is that? Anyway, we'll put it on the show page. It's kind of amazing. Schwarzenegger tells a good story about his love and admiration for the Russian people, and then what a inhuman tragedy this whole invasion is. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. Yeah. So those are my news items.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I got nothing. No? I'll watch it. I haven't seen it
yet. Yeah, you should. 9 minutes. It's really good. All right, Drew, let's go.
Since I lost the battle on this one, you go first.
Okay. All right. So Kimberly and I are both space nerds, and we have talked before on this podcast about the James Webb Space Telescope, this awesome thing that went out to the Lagrange point a million miles away, maybe it's a million kilometers, I don't know, and is set up to take images of far, far away galaxies. It has returned its first usable picture, its first actual photo of a star. It's amazeballs, and we're going to put it on the show page. It's completely crazy. It's absolutely crystal clear. The thing about it, which is wild, is what's in the background, which I didn't really realize until I saw the picture, and I was like, this is really cool. But then you read the article, And in the background of this picture, which is like undetectable to the human eye, of course, in the background of this picture are galaxies. They're galaxies. So they're not like stars. They're galaxies. It's crazy.
Yeah, when I looked at it, I thought I was like, oh, look how many stars are in that picture. And I'm like,
yes.
Oh my gosh. No, those are galaxies in the background.
Yes. Yes. And they're, you know, some of them are a little like streaks or something on first glance. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, well, time exposure, the stars were moving or whatever, and that's fine. But then you zoom in a little bit and you can see actually there are little bulbous in the middle, like galaxies are. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So cool.
Yeah, I need to. So cool. Is there one that you can like click on it and like go in as far in as you can zoom?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just zooming on my browser.
Yeah, no, I want to find one that's like the super high resolution one where you can zoom in.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's so cool. Yeah, very cool. So anyway, that thing is up and running. The technological feat is crazy and the scientific rewards are awesome. Awesome.
Yes. You're seeing into the past.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have Science Related, which is a story from National Geographic about mitochondrial transplants. Let me make sure I'm saying this properly. So it's, mitochondrial transplant, which rather than trying to transplant an organ when someone is injured, particularly when their heart is damaged, they're transplanting parts of the mitochondria. And this is like a part of the cell where when it's messed up, it messes up a lot of other things. You're going to have to read this article because this is way more science than I can understand. But the larger point is that the fact that this worked on a little kid who was having a major heart crisis and could have potentially died, the fact that this worked is really giving doctors a lot of hope for people who suffer from heart attacks and cardiac arrests and strokes and brain injuries. And this is a bit of technology that could potentially save so many lives without having to do full organ transplants. And this is just amazing. And I just think it made me smile because, you know, for as much awful stuff as we've gotten from technological advancement, sometimes it's really good, like the James Webb Space Telescope and COVID vaccines and transplants that save the lives of kids and do it without, you know, as much trauma to the body as used to happen. And that's I think that's pretty awesome. So it's a good story in National
totally
Geographic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Totally, totally awesome. Really dig it. Super quick on the way out, we will remind you that we're in fundraising because, it's public broadcasting and we need fundraising because that's what we do. Here are the numbers, as it were. We're shooting for $100,000 on this little session of fundraising we're doing. We're at $48,000. We'd love to get to $50,000 by tomorrow so we can be half full going into the weekend. Get it? Half full. Friday, this podcast. Anyway, marketplace.org/givesmart is the URL if you want to help us out. It's we need your help. That's it. We just need your help.
We do. And if the fact that we need your help and we're asking very nicely is not enough motivation, there is always the swag, which are
always
pens and shirts and all sorts of other goodies, which are, again, at marketplace.org/givesmart if you can. We'd really appreciate it. That's it for us for today.
Yeah.
We will be back tomorrow for the oh-so-fun Economics on Tap. We will be live streaming on YouTube as well. I will not be here, though. You will have someone else. And
that's true.
Yes, that is true. So that's going to be at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube. And Sam Fields is filling in tomorrow. It was also fun.
Thank God. Thank God you remember, because I was frantically.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Bridget
typed it in.
Oh,
the document.
Did she Slack you? All right, good.
Yes.
Good. I'm like, oh my God, who am I going to be with? Whatever. Anyway, so me and Sam tomorrow, Economics on Tap, standard deal. In the meanwhile, send us your comments, your questions, how you feel about what we're doing, emails or voice memos. We'll take it either way. Make me smart at marketplace.org or leave us a message at 508-UBSMART. That was pretty fun. Is it Sam? I don't know if it's Sam. Maybe it's Marielle. I don't even know. Who could it be?
No, it's Sam.
Holy cow.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from Mark A. Green. And today's episode was engineered, I think, is it Jake or is it Drew over there? I thought
it was Jake
Drew.
Is it Jake or is it Drew? I don't know.
It's Jake. I'm sorry. By Jake Cherry.
Wow.
Sorry, Jake.
Bridget Bonder is the senior producer. The director of On Demand is Donna Tam. The engineers are whoever we say they are at a given time. Who knows? Sorry, guys. Sorry.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.